praying, not just saying the Liturgy of the Hours. A goal of our OCDS Provincial Council has been to promote praying the Liturgy of the Hours more faithfully and more prayerfully. Praying the Divine Office is an opportunity to be united with the whole Church across the world through this beautiful liturgy, a liturgy rooted in Scripture that had been sanctioned over centuries through the Church to draw us closer to the Lord and each other. Love of God and love of neighbor. The 1971 General Instruction of the Liturgy of the Hours, found in Volume 1 of 4-volume breviary, emphasizes that the Liturgy of the Hours is distinguished from other liturgical actions by the fact that it consecrates to God the whole cycle of day and night. When we pray the Divine Office, remember that other individuals and communities are praying the same psalms simultaneously with us. And after we've prayed it, other individuals and communities somewhere around the world will be praying it as well. This cycle continues throughout the day and throughout the night. So when we pray this liturgy, we participate in the sanctification of time and are united with the whole Church. An important aspect of the Liturgy of the Hours, especially for us Carmelites, is to recognize and honor the sacred silence that occurs in this liturgy. There are two times in the Divine Office when sacred silence is called for: after the closing antiphons of each of the psalms, and after the reading. We are to pause and reflect, to allow the words to seek its roots into us and let it grow within us. In our province, we seculars follow the practice of the friars for the recitation of the Liturgy of the Hours. Every now and then, it is good to review this practice in our formation guidelines on pages 153 to 156. Here are some practical pointers. Proximate preparation is essential. Before we begin, we take time to get recollected, to quiet down, and place ourselves in the presence of God. When praying as a community, there are three people leading us in this liturgy: the presider, the first cantor who leads side one, and the second cantor who leads side two. When praying the psalms, we are to pray them slowly and gently. We ignore punctuation within a line and take a breath together between each line in a stanza, giving life to the words you just recited and allowing it to grow within you. We recite the psalms recto tono, that is, on the same tone and without inflection. This helps in uniting the community's voice as one. We are to be one voice together, no one louder than the rest, with the exception of the assigned cantor. When we pray the office individually, we have our own way and rhythm. But when praying it as a community, we are to be detached from our own way or style. This gives us the opportunity to practice the virtues that we strive for. Detachment. Detachment from our own way. Humility and obedience. To allow the cantors to lead and to set the rhythm. And charity. not to be a distraction to others. Praying too fast or praying too slow are both distracting. Again, allow the cantors to lead. A friar once explained this to me in very simple terms, and his insight has been a guiding light. He shared that the liturgy of the hours is to be prayed slowly, meditatively, and lovingly. All of these aspects together, not one without the other. Praying it slowly is not just about the tempo. It's intentional to allow the words to permeate. This will aid in praying it meditatively, which leads to contemplation. And when it's prayed lovingly, it can even lead to union with God. Here's a demonstration of what we mean. I'll be praying morning prayers, Psalm 63 of Sunday week 1. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you. Like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I hope that this reflection will be of some help to you and your community.